Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. County residents will have the chance to raise the sales tax by a half cent in the November election after the supervisors approved a resolution today. The tax increase is aimed at funding public safety, particularly to areas that receive less law enforcement service and coverage. But public safety is not solely about law enforcement. Although rural fire departments are listed in the proposal, it's unclear what sort of funding they'll receive. And Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods wonders when that discussion will turn to the needs of those local fire departments.
I can tell you there has been no discussion with fire, and this is being sold as public safety. And in fact, the county did a poll, asked a number of questions, trying to gauge support for this. 84% of the people sampled said that they are in favor of supporting fire, but yet there's been no discussion with the fire departments in the county.
The Board of Trustees for the College of the Redwoods has voted to reduce the number of seats on the board by one at their July 8th meeting. The board, by a vote of 6-1, reduced the number of board members from 9 to 8, and a further reduction to 7 trustees could be the next step, depending on what happens if the Fort Bragg properties are transferred to Mendocino County. The trustees made the cutback by not filling the seat of Southern Humboldt resident George Truitt, who resigned last year and whose trustee seat remained vacant. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 43-year-old James Christopher Towne, a man wanted in connection with a domestic violence incident last week. Towne is suspected of assaulting a woman with whom he was sharing an encampment in the woods behind Winship School. Towne is an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. St. Joseph Hospital announced on Monday that the annual golf tournament and fundraiser, its largest event of the year, brought in more than $160,000 for the hospital foundation. All proceeds from the benefit dinner and auction and the golf classic, which were held in June, go to the purchase of new equipment for the Cancer Treatment Center. Humboldt State University's first female president is on the job now. Dr. Lisa Rosbacher started Monday and has been spending her time getting to know the school. Rosbacher said she knows the area because of her geology research with her husband, but she said that HSU was culturally diverse as well. Her job, she said, is to develop that diversity.
One of the hazards of having a diverse community is pointing to the fact of the diversity and not following through with making sure that everyone in that diverse community feels included and engaged in the life of the institution.
Dr. Rosbacher comes from her post as president of Southern Polytechnic State University in Georgia. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Bones, bits of cloth, that's what investigators have to go on from the body discovered in a southern Humboldt River over the weekend. Deputy Coroner Roy Horton is coordinating attempts to identify the body, and he's called in a forensic anthropologist to help.
First step is determine male versus female, you know, and then approximate height, whether the bones are consistent with someone that's, you know, 6'1", 6'2", or 5'5", we don't know. So that's our first step, to narrow down the field so we can start looking at missing persons report.
Horton said missing persons cases are becoming more frequent, especially in southern Humboldt, where pot has become such big business, and the stakes are much higher. It puts him in the position of dealing with many frightened families.
That's true. I filled calls yesterday from loved ones of missing persons. I can't really give them hope at this point until I narrow down the field of who this may be. I have an idea who it might not be from what I'm seeing right now. It's not consistent with some of the people that are missing, but I'm certainly leaving the door open until we narrow the field down so I can zero in on who it might be.
Horton is one of three deputy coroners under Coroner Dave Paris. Their job, to speak for the people who cannot speak for themselves. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.